الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير صدق الله العظيم. In this world, in order for a person to see, he needs lights. If there's no lights, if a person is in pitch black darkness, he will not be able to see anything. When a person cannot see, then he is completely blind to what is around him. He cannot tell if what is in front of him is beneficial or harmful. He cannot tell what is on his right, what is on his left. He does not know which way to go. And over and above this, he feels very, very uneasy and uncomfortable. A person can be in his own house, where he knows exactly what is around him, and suddenly there's a power cut and he's in darkness. The first thing he does, he takes out his phone to put that small light on. Even that amount of light gives him comfort. He knows there's nothing dangerous. He knows where he is. He knows what's around him. He's in his own house. Yet he cannot bear to be in the darkness. The darkness makes him feel so uneasy and so uncomfortable. We find that in our worldly life, every person needs light. As we mentioned, it's night time, it's dark, you're driving. If you don't have lights, a person cannot drive at night also. Without lights, he cannot even go from one room in his home safely to another room. He can get hurt. He can knock his leg. He can bump into something. He can fall and get hurt. So just how we need light in our worldly life, so that we can get benefit and stay away from harm, and that light gives us comfort of the heart also, in the same way there is a light of the soul. How you need light for the eyes, you need light for the heart and for the soul also. And that light for the heart and for the soul also serves the same. When a person has this light of the heart and the soul, then he can see. How a person has light, he can see where to go, where not to go. When a person has light of the heart and the soul, which you call Nur, then he can see what is right and what is wrong. He can see what is haram and what is halal. He can see what is pleasing to Allah and what is displeasing to Allah. If he does not have this light of the heart and light of the soul, he will not know which way to go. You find in the Mubarak Hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned that a time will come before Qiyamah where people's hearts will be completely blind. Summun, bukmun, umyun. Because they commit so many sins and so much of sin after sin after sin, those black spots accumulate on the heart. Until that heart becomes engulfed in darkness. Now there's no nur at all whatsoever in that heart. Now this person is deaf and dumb and blind. He cannot tell right from wrong. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had foretold in the hadith, كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْمُنْكَرَ مَعْرُوفًا وَالْمَعْرُوفَ مُنْكَرًا. Lengthy hadith, this is one portion of the hadith. O my ummah, what will be your condition at that time when you will see right to be wrong and you will see wrong to be right? Where something as simple as what is halal, what is haram, what is permissible, what is impermissible, that also a person can't understand. Not because he doesn't have eyes, because he doesn't have brains. But he's like a person who is in pitch black, utter darkness, He cannot see which way to go. He cannot identify anything. It can be under his nose also, he can't see it. Because he's missing and lacking that light of the heart. But respected brothers and elders, where do we get this nur? We all need this nur in our lives. We need it, our children need it also. Why? So that we can navigate safely through the fitnas of life. In this life, there are different challenges that come. A person comes to a crossroads. He needs to know, what should I do? How do I make Allah happy? So there are these different confusing situations a person comes to, and without this light of the heart, he is blind. He doesn't know what to do. We will always be perplexed and confused. This light of the nur, this light of the heart, one place you get it, respected elders and brothers, is the Qur'an-i Majeed. Through recitation of the Qur'an-i Majeed. You look at the opening verses of Surah Ibrahim. Allah Ta'ala says, Alif Lam Ra. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayk. This Qur'an-i Majeed is a kitab we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So that you can take people out of all the different darknesses and take them towards nur. In this verse, Allah Ta'ala is explaining to us that the Qur'an-i Majeed is a divine remedy to bring that nur into your life. Allah Ta'ala is speaking about not zulmat, zulumat, different darknesses. Every different fitna, every different sin is a different darkness. Disobeying your parents is one darkness. Having concocted beliefs is another darkness. Being confused in your beliefs is another darkness. The sin of alcohol is a different darkness. Zina is a different darkness. There are so many different darknesses. But no matter how much different darknesses there is one universal remedy. That is, take people out from all the darknesses to one nur. That is the nur of the Qur'an-i Majeed. In other hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, "Nawwiru buyutakum bis-salah wa tilawati al-Quran." O kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, illuminate your homes, brighten up your homes through performing nafil salah in your home and through reciting the Qur'an-i Majeed in your home. Respected elders and brothers, if there's no electricity in that home, is anybody comfortable in that home? The fridge is not working, the microwave is not working, the air conditioner is not working. If one or two days pass like that, how uncomfortable the people in the home feel. At night there's no lights, pitch black darkness. What will happen after two or three days? They say, this is enough now, let's go stay at Nani's house. Let's go stay at somebody else's house. Or if worse comes to worse, they say, let's book in somewhere. We can't stay without those lights. In the same way, when there's no noor in the house, the people in the house don't feel happy. They feel very restless. They are at each other's throats. There's no harmony. There's no peace in that house. There's no barakat and happiness in the home. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentioned that the remedy to fix that is to bring recitation of the Quran in that home. Innal bayt alladhi tuliyat fihi al-Quran ittasa'a bi ahli hadaratuhu al-malaika kharajat minhu shayateen. But Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentioned, كَثُرَ خَيْرُ. That home wherein the Qur'an-i Majeed is recited regularly and constantly and perpetually. What punctuality. That home, كَثُرَ خَيْرُ. There's a lot of goodness and barakat you'll find in that home. This is not a matter of inverter and solar panel, respected elders and brothers. This is the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to bring it in the home. He says, اِتَّسَعَ بِأَهْلِ. That home will become very spacious. Spacious doesn't mean from 200 squares it become 400 squares. Spacious means the people in that home will feel very comfortable. They won't feel, what you say in Urdu, they feel tang, you know, where everybody is on top of each other. Rather, they feel very comfortable. There's a lot of harmony and peace in that home. He says, حَضَرَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَ. The angels will flock to that home. خَرَجَتْ مِنْهُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The shayateen will run away from that home. This is that nur in this worldly life. Then when you have Qur'an-i Majeed in your life, you find that nur will be in you, with you in the grave also. When a person is placed in that grave, that Qur'an-i Majeed will be with him in that grave. When the angels come to question him, that Qur'an-i Majeed will stand in front of him like a guardian and protector. The hadith mentions the Qur'an-i Majid will tell those angels, you stay where you are, you question him from there, you don't come any closer. I am protecting him. And that Qur'an-i Majid will say to him, that throughout your life you never abandoned me. So I also will not abandon you until I see you safe and sound into Jannat. So this is the need for that nur in our worldly life, the need for the nur of that Qur'an in the grave. But respected elders and brothers, there is another place where we require that nur very, very desperately. When a person is going to come to the sirat, the pool sirat which crosses over Jahannam leading towards Jannat, before he comes there, there will be a place where everybody is in pitch black, utter darkness. In one verse of the Qur'an-i Majid, Allah Ta'ala describes this darkness. أَوْ كَظُلُمَاتٍ فِي بَحْرِ اللُّجِّيِّ يَخْشَاهُ مَوْجٌ مِّن فَوْقِهِ سَحَابٌ ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِن نُورٍ. Allah Ta'ala is giving the example of a person who is deep down in the depths of the ocean. You know, the further you go down into the ocean, the less light there is. The rays of sunlight cannot penetrate that far. A person goes 1 kilometer beneath the surface of the ocean, 2 kilometers down, pitch black darkness. Allah Ta'ala is talking about layers of water over layers of water. Zulumatum ba'duha fawqa ba'd, layers of darkness upon layers of darkness. So dark. Allah Ta'ala is saying if a person has to stick out his hand right in front of him, he cannot see his own hand also. This is like that darkness a person will be on the day of Qiyamah, before he comes to the pool sirat. The kafirs, munafiqeen, mu'mineen, all will be in this darkness. And then Allah Ta'ala will distribute nur and light to the believers according to their actions. Some believers will have so much of light like a mountain. Some will have light like a palm tree. Some will have light equivalent to their body size. Some will have very little light, just as much as their finger. That light also will come and go intermittently. All this nur is according to their actions. The kuffar will get no light. The kuffar will not get any light at all. Then the munafiqeen, those who pretend to be Muslim but they are not Muslim, they will initially get some light. But then that light will be taken away. And they will be once again be in darkness. Allah Ta'ala speaks about this light with the believers also in the Qur'an-i Majid. Allah Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, the day you will see the believing men and women. يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِإِيمَانِهِمْ, their nur will be moving in front of them and on the right side. Allah Ta'ala gives glad tidings, these believers are people of Jannat, بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمِ Jannat, until the end of the ayat. And then Allah Ta'ala speaks about the pitiful plight of these munafiqeen, these hypocrites. يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, that day these munafiqeen, their light will be taken away. When their light is taken away, the believers will become worried, our light must not also be taken away. They will make dua to Allah, رَبَّنَا أَتِيتْ our light for us, don't take our light away. So when these munafiqeen lose their light, they will say to the believers, Undhuruna, wait for us, wait for us. Naqtabis min nurikum, we want to take some of your light, we also need some light. Borrow us some of your light, lend it to us. These believers will say to them, or the angels will say to them, Irji'u wara'akum, don't take our light. You go back to that place where the light was given. Faltamisu nura, you go get light from there. Don't take our light, go backwards. Go to our starting point, go get light from there. These munafiqeen will turn around, they will begin to move back to the place where the light was given. فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ, as soon as they separate from the believers, a wall will be erected between the believers and the disbelievers, that wall will have a gate in it. بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ, the inner portion of this wall where the believers are, that has rahmat of Allah. Why? Because that is leading to the sirat, that is leading to Jannat. وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ, the outer portion of that wall is where the kafirs are and the munafiqeen are. they will not even come to the Sirat. They will go directly to Jahannam through the door of Jahannam. There's only azab of Allah awaiting them. Now these munafiqeen will call out to the believers, Alam nakum ma'akum, why are we being separated now? In the world we were with you. We stood with you in Salah in the masjid. We read Quran with you. Everything we did with you. But remember, they were munafiqeen. Outwardly they were with the believers. Inwardly they were munafiqeen. So the believers will tell to them, yes, bala, yes, you were with us in the dunya. Walakinnakum fatantum anfusakum. But you led yourselves astray. Watarabbastum. You pretended to be our friends, but all the time you are waiting and waiting anxiously with a lot of eagerness that some musibat must befall the believers. Because you actually don't like, you hate the believers. Wartabtum. You pretended to have iman, but your heart was always in a state of doubt. وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِي And it was your hopes and your fancies that deluded you and led you astray. Now my respected elders and brothers, all of us will want nur on that day. That day when we are coming to the Sirat, we all want to have that nur. The Mufassirin have written, there are different actions that a person can bring into his life to get nur on that day. And this is what we will just conclude with inshallah. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, بَشِّرِ الْمَشَّائِينَ فِي الظُّلَمْ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدْ بِالنُّورِ التَّامِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Give glad tidings to those people who proceed to the masjid for salah. In the dark hours, we're looking at the time of Fajr, when it's dark, a person's going for the salah. At times it's Isha, it's dark, a person's going for salah. These people are going in the darkness for salah, Allah Ta'ala will give them complete nur on the day of Qiyamah. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man hafadha ala salawat. The person who safeguards his faras salah by performing them with jamaat in the masjid, how it's supposed to be, not reading it at home and in the shop. With jamaat in the masjid, he's safeguarding the salah. Kanat lahu nuran wa burhanan wa najatan yawm al qiyamah. That salah will be a nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. It will be a proof in his favor on the day of Qiyamah. It will be a means of his salvation. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the person who recites Surah Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah, he will get such a nur that will extend from him right to the heavens. Another hadith it is mentioned, he will get a nur that extends from him right until Makkah Mukarramah. So much of nur he will have on the day of Qiyamah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the person who recites the Qur'an-i Majid, those ayats that he recites will also be nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. Another hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, a person who goes for Hajj, then on completing the rites of Hajj when he's shaving off his hair, those strands of hair that fall onto the ground, those strands of hair also will be nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. And then man shaba shaybatan fil Islam, the person who is a Muslim, he has iman and he gets strands of white hair. Those strands of white hair also will be a means of nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another hadith, the person who is in his business place, but he's not oblivious and negligent of Allah, he remembers Allah while he's in his business. Remembering Allah doesn't just mean to make zikr. He does not disobey Allah in his zikr, in his business. By doing haram business deals, by getting involved in riba, by lying to customers, by misusing the eyes and looking at the ladies. This person also will get nur on the day of Qiyamah. And then my respected elders and brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who helps a believer who is afflicted by a calamity. Your Muslim brother is going through some hard times. Be it in his business, be it in his marriage, be it with his children, be it with his health. But somewhere, somehow, you try to help him. You have a heart to help others. Not just worry about myself, I'm a selfish person. Say, not my problem, not my business, not my monkey, not my circus. You say, no, he's my Muslim brother, I must help the cause. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala will give him two containers of nur, which will be so radiant, they will light up the whole world. This is the reward for helping a believer who is in difficulty. We conclude with one hadith. We all know the great reward for itikaf. Person sits for itikaf, he gets the three trenches between him and Jahannam. One trench is so vast, so big, like the distance from the east to the west. But a person who helps a believer in his time of difficulty, he gets the reward of 10 years i'tikaf. Respected elders and brothers, every one of us knows somebody in difficulty, family, friends, whoever it may be. This is somewhere to invest, where inshallah we help a person. The hadith mentions, Allah will continue to help you, so long as you are helping your Muslim brother. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with a heart to help others. And also may Allah Ta'ala give us that complete kamil nur on the day of Qiyamah and make navigating the fitnas of Qiyamah very easy. Take us all into Jannah safely. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.